Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, William. How are you?
Now, I hear you've saved up enough money now to have another go at it.
I have, yes. I've 2 months off in January and February, and I have to give myself a 30-lesson limit, and I have to do it this time. I really have to do it.
How many tests have you had?
Oh, God, none.
No test yet.
Not good.
You're not even
for
ready
test.
For a test yet.
Nowhere near ready for a test.
So it's only been 137. You're going to limit yourself to 167 in total?
Yep.
And then at that point, you're just going to give up?
I might have to.
If you haven't done the test and passed it?
I might have to, yeah. I mean, it's so costly, and I am pretty awful at it. I'm probably like someone that's only had 4 or 5 lessons. I have big problems with my left and right. Roundabouts are a nightmare.
Yeah,
junctions are a nightmare.
That's a critical distinction, that, left and right.
I know. If someone could make me a pair of gloves like Jimmy Cricket's boots,
yes,
that might be quite good. But yeah, we're not sure whether to go down the hypnotherapy route first.
No, let's just try to stay conscious while you're driving. We'll get some advice from you. 08459 555 678. If anyone wants to give Kerry some advice on how she might approach this, give it a call, or 81771 for your text messages. Kerry, have you never had any driving instructor who said, now you're ready?
I mean, no,
have they always discouraged you?
My last one dumped me, practically.
Dumped you?
Yeah, yeah. I bought my lessons in 20s and she suggested I maybe went to somebody else that could give me more time. So, yeah, I was practically dumped by my last instructor.
Aww.
I know.
Yeah, how much has it cost you so far?
I think at the time it was £2,200.
£2,200 so far?
Yeah, so far.
And, oh my goodness.
I know.
Have you had those instructors who use little sort of mini cars and roll them up and down their legs to show you how to parallel park and stuff?
I think I might have had one.
I had one of those. It actually worked for me. I thought it was great.
I need to be taken to a big deserted car park and practice moving off.
It sounds like
it. Position.
Yeah. And have you no trouble whatsoever at the theory test? It's all practical, is it?
Oh, well, I passed the theory test and that's expired.
Right, so you have to do that next
mm-hmm.
as well.
I haven't had a lesson for 5 years, so I've got to try again. I mean, I work 25 miles from my home, so it's something I need to do.
What do you normally fail on apart from the left and right thing, Kerry?
Left and right, and I'd say I'm just frightened of other cars on the road, really.
Yes.
I'm quite petrified. I feel like someone that's afraid of heights that's about to do a bungee jump when I go round a roundabout or out of a junction.
Yeah.
So I just need someone really, really patient.
So if you could get a road without any other drivers on it,
yeah, perfect.
Then you'd be happy.
I think.
John, good morning.
What is Stephen?
It's William, actually, John. Do you think I sound like Stephen?
The girl on the test,
that threw him completely, didn't it?
Is possibly go to an automatic care. I'm a driving instructor up here in Derry and I teach manual as well. As
oh, you're a real life driving instructor.
I'm a real life driving instructor.
Okay, let's make some progress with this. First piece of advice then, Kerry, is go automatic.
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
Well, I wanted to do it properly, but it's something I'm going to consider if it's my only option.
Her problem, though, John, hasn't been the clutch. It's been left and right.
Left and right, yep. And moving off. Once I've got the car stopped, basically, I'm very slow with that and a fear of other cars.
John, you stay on the line as well, because we've got another driving instructor, Ron from Ballymena, here as well. So Derry and Ballymena are coming together today to help Kerry. Ron, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hiya.
Give her some advice, Ron.
Okay, best advice. Keep it simple. Learn some simple routines which you apply every time you move off, every time you turn left or right, every time you come up to a roundabout. Keep it slow, keep it simple, and let it speed up. I taught a girl once, she'd failed 11 times.
Oh, my gosh.
And I managed to get her through the test. And I've taught other people who've been rejected, as you said you were, by other people. So it is possible. Whereabouts are you based?
Oh, I live in Hollywood.
Oh, a nice part of the world. Yeah.
Quite far away, but that
is that your sales
exactly
pitch,
like
is it, Ron?
Pardon?
That's your sales pitch, is it? Nice part of the world. Hollywood.
Because don't you think so, William?
Oh, it's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. What about this advice, Ron? She gets left and right tattooed on her hands.
Well, I did that with my daughter-in-law. My daughter-in-law, a very bright girl, was dyslexic. She got a first-class honours degree. So no question of it about intelligence. But what we did with her, we got one of my little marker pens, and we put an L on the back of the left hand and an R on the back of the right hand, and then at the end of the lesson, she just wiped them off. It's a stress situation.
It might work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ron, thank you very much.